Shabbat Yudei Torah Marsha Vav Teves Tavshin Pehe Rav Moshe Stamna.
Good morning, everybody. You're a star. I'm not giving you a compliment. I mean, you deserve it. But I'm talking about a company which gives rise to the shaila I'd like to deal with today. There's a company called Eurostar, as we know, that runs the train service between Paris and London. So about a month ago, I was in Morlane Shul, and someone had come from Eretz Israel, and he'd been to Goimel, and it reminded someone else he had a shaila. So he came up to me, he asked me, just before Haftorah, he said, I've been to Paris on Eurostar, I've been under the Channel Tunnel, do I bench HaGomel? Because one of the four people who need to have bench HaGomel is someone who's been on a sea journey. So does that count as a sea journey? That was his shaila. I thought about it a bit, and I think I came up with the right answer. But let's go through this a little bit. There's this question of HaGomel for someone who goes under the sea in a tunnel. The Channel Tunnel is the longest, it's not the longest tunnel that goes under the sea, but the underwater section is the longest in the world, at least at the moment, still it is. So let's go through this issue of the bench, the Brach of HaGomel. We had someone say HaGomel here in the shul this morning. So we know with the Gemara in Brach and stuff, Nun Dalud on the basis, it's a short Gemara. It's quite long because it goes to the Pesukim, but if we leave out the Pesukim, it's very short. The whole totality of Gemara is about HaGomel is the following. Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav, Arbat, Suikim, Lahodas. There are four people who need to make Hodar, this Birkas HaGomel. Yordei Hayom, those who go down to the sea. Holkei Midbar, those who go through the Midbar. Umisha Haya Choyle, Venisapi, someone who was ill and was healed. Umisha Haya Chomosh, Bebeis Ha'asurim, Beyotzen, someone who was imprisoned in a prison and he came out. Those are the four who have to make a hodah. And the Gwar goes to the Pesukim, those who daven Nusach Sfad will be very familiar with the Pesukim because it's the Hoidu Perek, Telem Perek Kuf Zayin that is said before Shabbos. So the Yodah Hayom Milanan, the Gemara says, it brings the Pesukim, says, Yodah Hayom Ba'aniyos, Heimuro, Maise Hashem, goes to the Pesukim, and after each of the four, it says, Yodah Hashem Chasdo in the Philosophy of Nei Odom, which we learn out from this, and where we have to Moida on these events. That's the first one. The second one is Holchem Midboros, and it brings the Pesuk, Misha Chalav and Ishape, the other Pesuk, and Misha Chayav Chavash Beis Asurim. Interesting, actually, the Seder the Gemara gives is not the same Seder. The Shulchan Aruch takes a different Seder. There's a lot of discussion of why the Shulchan Aruch changes the Seder from the Gemara, but this is not for now. My Mavarech, Am Rav Yehuda, Baruch Gomel Chasadim Tovim. We make the Bracha Gomel Chasadim Tovim. Abaya Am Bavitzarech Leudei Kamei Asara. The Bible says you have to make this Bracha in front of 10 people. To save Vayirohu Bekal Am, it says you have to, you are Meromim Hashem, you elevate him, Bekahal Am, in a Kahal. A Kahal is an Eda, we learn it from Eda, that means 10 people. Mazrusha Amma, betray Minai Rabbonin. Mazrusha says two of those have to be Rabbonim. Shenemar, Vemoshav Zakenim Yahalaluhu. The Pasuk says, Vemoshav Zakenim, so they have to be Zakenim. Maskila Rav Ashi says, Ve'ema Kul Rabbonin. Maybe the whole lot has to be, you have to get the whole minion has to be Rabbonim. They say that there was a shaila, apparently they did some survey of the social fabric of Bnei Brak, and they decided that the problem with Bnei Brak was that everyone was too choshev. You needed like a more of a mix. So they imported some non-choshev people, and then they came back 10 years later and found out what happened. They all became choshev. So maybe it has to be 10 all Rabbonim. Mikasi Bekal Zakenim. It doesn't say Bekal Zakenim, it says Bekal Am. There's the Am means that the people are not Zakenim, and in addition, there are Zakenim, so you have to have two Zakenim. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema Be Asara, Shar Amma. Maybe you have to have a minion, Vetrei Rabbonim, on top of it, two Rabbonim. Maybe you have to have a minion of 12, 10 people. Normal people, and then two Rabbonim, Kasha. The Gemara says it's a Kasha. The Tosis, I think, is Kedai to be Machmir, but the general is we're not Machmir for that. You have 10, including the Rabbonim. And the person also himself is one of the minion. Rabbi Yehuda, the last piece of Gemara before we go back to the other Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda Chalash. Rabbi Yehuda was ill, the Itfach got better. Al the Gabi Rav Chanan back to Sava Rabbonim. The Rav Chanan back to Sava Rabbonim went to visit him. Amrulei, Brich Rachmona, blessed Hashem. Can anyone finish for the Gemara? What's he say? That's right. To Yavis Nelan, you gave due to us. Velo Yavis Lachma didn't give you to the offer. Abalahu, he said to him, Pachatun, you see him be the Ode, you've been potter me from saying Hagoymel. Abarabaya, Bai Ludube, Pasora, you've got to have 10 people there. There were 10 people there. He himself didn't say it, and he answered Amen. Right? So that is the totality of the Gemara on that. So the pasuk there we have chavush choyle. The sage of the pasuk is chavush choyle yam. Sorry, midbar chavush choyle yam. And the sage of the Gemara is yam midbar choyle chavush. The Tosafot says it goes according to the most common ones. The Chasson Sofer says it could be going according to those who voluntarily go into the situation, Yam and Midbar, whereas Chole and Chavosh is bought on them totally. We're going to see more discussion about this inyan of putting yourself into the situation later on. Yes, right. Now, that, the Gemara says, there's a simon in Shulchan Aruch, says, the Bach says that there's a simon in there saying, just like the people about the Yodei Hayam and so on, they talk about what they say when they come out, so then all the others has to be they completely got better from their situation with their healing. I think there might be an interesting, and Kavon in this as well, this pasuk, V'kol HaChayim Yodu Chasela. So according to Rav, Yehuda ben Yakar is talking about Tchias HaMesim. It's talking about Tchias HaMesim. But the Eitz Yosef brings down, he says that this Kol HaChaim, what's a Kol HaChaim Yodu Chasela, all living people, is based on the pasuk in it must be Melochim, with Chizkiyo HaMelech, when the famous Gemara, the Chizkiyo HaMelech, Yeshayah comes to him and says, you're going to die, and he says, why? And he tells him why, and he davens, and he has a refuah. He's another 15 years added to his life. And afterwards, he thanks Hashem, and he says, Chai, Chai, Hu Yodecha, the living person will thank you. And Yosef says that phrase, V'chol HaChaim, is based on Chai, Chai, Hu Yodecha, that a living person will thank you. So, it's a tremendous historic when a person says, I spoke about this on Rosh Hashanah a few years ago, and ever since then, it's had a meaning to me, that phrase, that it's talking about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was about to die, and he was given another 15 years of life. And I spoke about how in Rosh Hashanah, we have to feel that we were given life anew. So he was ill, and he was healed, and after that, he said this pasuk, and V'chol HaChaim Yodu Chasela is what we say every day, that we think about all the events we've been through, the fact that we're alive is enough in itself to thank Hashem for our lives. And that's talking after Chizkiyahu HaMelech went through this illness and nearly died and he came back to life. That therefore, when a person says Hagomel, Kol HaChaim Yodu Chasela, they should say it with the feeling of Chizkiyahu HaMelech when he recovered from an illness. Anyone who's been through a life-threatening situation with himself or the family knows that the tefillahs at that time are a different quality of tefillah. When a person really feels their life or the person that they're close to is in the hands of Hashem, and the person has to hold on to that feeling, Kol HaChaim Yodu Chasela. So now coming back to the issue of going under the channel, this is Mamash Yoridei Hayom, go right underneath the sea, right? So, let me ask you, what do you think? Should you make a bracha as Yoridei Hayom if you go under the sea in a tunnel? You're under the bedrock, okay.
Still in the sea.
So now Rav Avigdor Nebensal holds that a person should make a bracha going under the sea. However, most of the poskim hold not. I'll read you the tshuva here. This is Shevet Halevi. When he was asked from Rav Yitzchak Feldman of Antwerp, he said, this is before the Channel Tunnel was built. They're going to build the Channel Tunnel. What will be about the bracha? So he says, the psukim say, Yodeh Hayom Ba'anios. And he says, Hebero Masi Hashem, and it says they got drunk. They looked like they were drunk because they were the seasickness and the wind and everything. He's talking about someone who's in a danger, right? So he says that's not shaykh if you're going in a tunnel under the sea. It's not shaykh. Now, although Betzim, we make the brachas on going through the sea, even when there is an actual danger. We don't see the, you know, you go through nowadays, it's pretty safe to go on an ocean liner, the Titanic. It's pretty safe going by the sea. He says, but nevertheless, the sea is a matzav of danger. So even all these cases, even apart from obviously being ill, and but the etzem being in the sea, being in the midbar is a matzav of danger. intrinsically it's a matter of danger, and therefore, even if a person wasn't actually in danger, then they should make a bracha. However, he says that's only when they're in such a situation. But someone who's going under the sea, in a tunnel, is not in a situation. It's like you sit under the bedrock, right? It's not a situation of danger. He's what? Why is it a mokum sakana? Yeah. Okay. It's true, but buildings also collapse. I mean,
that's quick.
What? Yeah. They're not. I mean, they're, once the tunnel is there, it stays there, and unless there's an earthquake or something, or they built it very badly, is not going to collapse. So you're not intrinsically in a situation of danger. As opposed to in the sea is somewhere where you can't actually survive except for a very short time. If the sea goes down, if the ship goes down, you won't survive very long. So therefore, you are in a situation intrinsically of danger. And therefore, it is on the basis of that you don't go. There's another point, which is it's a short journey. They say there's a shear, just like between the stairs, of 72 minutes. A whole discussion of whether is it four passes, which is the time it takes 72 minutes by foot, or is it time? And the points can take on its time. So you have to be a journey of 72 minutes. So therefore, it's also an issue there that it's too short a journey for that. What?
The bridge from Denmark to Sweden, that's over.
Yeah. I think the same thing you say there with the bridge over the sea you wouldn't make because it's not intrinsically a mokum sakana. It's not a sakana. It's interesting that I saw there's a sefer called Vayihi Mitzrayim, written by, I think it's Bob of Achosid. He writes that when Rav Aaron of Belz, he travelled from Munkach to another town, and there was a, even though there was the bridge, there was a tunnel going under the river, and a railway tunnel, and he kept on asking when we were under the tunnel. And when they were under the tunnel, he made a point of saying Shema and being Mispoinen and Tavarim Kadoshim. And afterwards they asked him why, and he said, because in Shemaim we have Malachim who Mamlech Hashem, and on the earth we have people who Mamlech Hashem, but under the earth, who's Mamlech Hashem? So when I was there, I wanted Mamlech Hashem. I think, unfortunately, we live in a situation the last year or so, we've seen a lot of people, I don't know, Mamlech, but they've been Kaddish Shem Shemaim, given up their lives, like Kiddush Hashem, and the Surin for being hidden in matzahs of being in the tunnels. So that even if not all of them have the Hakorah of Hashem, we should have the Hakorah of Hashem on their behalf, that we're Mamlech Hashem in all situations, whether it's Shemaim in the earth, or even under the earth. Okay. Now, I've learned over the years in Morlein that I have to bear in mind, when the person asked me Shaila, that what we think is basic halacha and everyone keeps is not always basic halacha. Because this person is Sephardi, and he asked me the Shaila. So is there a difference between Sephardi and Ashkenazi Pesach on the Inyan of Tilat Derech? And the answer is there is quite a big difference. Because I'll read you from the Torah. The Torah says, V'noigim v'ashkenaz v'tzorfas. They don't make hagoymel. We're not talking about Tfilat Derech, we're talking about hagoymel. Don't make hagoymel going from one city to the other. Shelochivu ela lahochem midboros, only in the midbar, to shkichi bechayus rois velistim, where it's common to find chayus rois velistim. You know the famous story about Ramat Yisrael when he was a bocher in Israel, he was a taxi, and he said Tfilat Derech, and the taxi driver started making fun of him, well, there's chayus rois with Derech, and then a bee came in, and then he swerved, and he nearly had an accident. So only in Holchei Midbar where it's common to have Chayos Rois V'listim. V'hada Eis B'Yushalmi Kol HaDrochim B'Cheskas Sakona. The Yushalmi says Kol HaDrochim is B'Cheskas Sakona. All the Drochim B'Cheskas Sakona. Lo Amre Elein Tfilas HaDerech. That's what got me Tfilas HaDerech. Before you go out on a journey, so Kol Derech Tzorich Adon Levakish Al Atzmoy. There is a potential of danger, right? And that's B'Cheskas Sakona got me that. Avol Birkas HaGoymel B'Mokum Toida Iskun. But B'Cheskas HaGoymel is in the Mokum of the Korban Toida. The Kain in Chola, because of Rav Yosef Dako Chola Shenofel and Mita, only a Chola who's been ill and is in bed. Avel Chas Barosha who's got a headache, or Bamei of a stomachache, it doesn't make a brocha. And the Ravid also says, Davka, it's a Makashel Chalal Sheish B'Sakona. Only if there's some internal wound where there's a Sakona. Avel HaRamban, it's a Ramban, it should be Ramban, because of the Kol Derech, the Kol Chola Yitzar Chodesh. The Ramban says you have to make on any journey and any illness. Because the Yerushalmi says, and that's a Kshayda, what's the greatest in the Yerushalmi? Kol HaDrochen B'Cheskas HaSakona. Now the shail is this Yerushalmi talking about Hagoymel or is it talking about Tfilas Aderech? What do you think? Is it talking about Hagoymel or Tfilas Aderech? Right? So it said, when it says Kol HaCholim B'Cheskes Sakonahem, it can't be talking about Tefillah Sederach, because if it's talking about Tefillah Sederach when it comes to a journey, then when it's talking about Cholim, it's talking about a Bakosha before. There's no Bakosha a person makes before. Even though every single time when we say Baruch Rofei Chole, the main Kavana is that we shouldn't become ill. But there's no specific Tefillah you make before illness. A person doesn't know whether they're going to become ill, Chas V'Shalom. So it's not talking before, therefore it's talking about the Hodah afterwards. So if it's talking about the Hodah afterwards, then it says, "Kol adrochim b'ches hasakana." All journeys are b'ches hasakana. The Gabi making a goymel afterwards. So according to Ramban, you should make a goymel afterwards. But according to the first dayer, you don't make a goymel on stam journey only if you've been through the midbar. And this is how it comes out in the Shulchan Aruch. Both the Gabi illnesses and the Gabi journeys are a big difference between the Pesach, the Sfaradim, and Ashkenazim. But Ashkenaz with Tzorfas ain't mevarachim because holchim eir leir. You don't make a bracha on intercity journeys. Shalochim el holchim in midbaros. Only midbaros, as we saw in the Torah. A safar nogin nevarach, because all the drachim bechesu sakona, but not less than a parasa. So according to this minhag of Sfaradim, you're making a bracha. If you go from Manchester to Leeds, you should be saying hagoymel. And the interesting thing is, in parents' areas, I'm told that there are shuls where those people who follow Rabbi Vadi Yosef, who said goes like this, you'll find the shuls where all the drivers, the bus drivers, are queuing up to say a goymel. Because during the course of the day, they would have done more than 72 minutes journey. Going there and back, it counts together to make 72 minutes, and they'll be queuing up to say a goymel. But we know we don't do that. I asked Sfaradim here in England, and it seems they also know not to do it. So I don't know whether it's the Hashbara, the Ashkenazim. Sometimes the bus drivers are the cause of the danger, because as someone explained to me, because they used to be tank drivers in the army, and tank the dangerous for tank is when it's stationary, so that's why they stop like that, because they don't want to be stationary for a minute, because they remember how they used to drive when they were tank drivers. So, by the most, on the whole, they're very, very good. I actually must mention that we travelled from Afula to Ramat Beit Shemesh. So my wife was panicking as we're going to get to. We had to go via Bnei Brak. We're going to go get to Bnei Brak, and when we get there, the buses will be full. We won't get to there. What happened was that there was a bus that came by, and it was the sign was broken. So it had a little sign saying 406, which my wife saw. No one else saw it. She stopped the bus. We got on the bus. We were the only people on the bus, about a 40-minute journey, the only people on the bus, and because it was broken, we didn't have to pay. So often, you think something's going to happen, and the Baruch Hashem all worked out okay. So this person who asked me the Shaila, he obviously was knowing, like us Ashkenazim. He didn't ask me, because I came to London to Manchester, I should make a goyim. But he asked me because I've been through the Eurostar, I've been through the tunnel. And therefore, he obviously is being noig. That's why. So I told him that after looking into it, I said that the best thing you would do is you try and get someone else to vote if you have an opportunity. But if you're not making on the journey from London to Manchester, the fact that you've gone under the sea won't make any difference from that point of view. Now, we mentioned about illnesses also, so we have the same thing here. There's a machlokes between Ashkenaz and Sfaradim. According to the Sfaradim, any chole has to make a bracha, even if it's not a sakana, whereas according to Ashkenazim, we only make a bracha if it's something which is major.
What?
Yeah, the question is how much, which point, how do you do it? I would imagine that something like a person stops functioning normally, then they have to take off work, but otherwise.
Cold.
So someone has hay fever. So I don't know how you do it. Right. Okay. Now, an interesting. Now, Siftev's an interesting point here is that it's not only these holchi drachim. It goes like this: the Siftev that says, "Hani arba lav davka vuadin mishenasel on nes kon shenafal alav koisel or nitzel mirdifas shor on rikichosav." Someone a wall fell on them, or they were saved from being trampled or gored by an ox. You know the famous story of the Tosas Yontov, Everyone know the story? Tosfos Yontov, there's a feast and a fast. There's this book called The Feast and the Fast, and he describes there how Tosfos Yontov was put in prison. The Jews were given autonomy, how they raised the taxes. Tosfos Yontov made taxes and made the rich pay more than the poor. And because of that, some of the rich people massacred him to the government, translated some of his works in a way that sounded like he was rebelling against the government, inciting people to rebellion, and he was put in prison. His son had been in Paris and came back from Paris, and on the way, he didn't know anything about what's happening. He saw a woman and a child being chased by an ox, and he distracted the ox and saved them. It turns out this was the wife and the child of the French consul, and he intervened and managed to save Tosfos Yontov. When the Tosfos Yontov came out of prison, that day is a suda. The descendant keeps it a suda. Interesting. My great uncle said she remembers his mother doing it. So I asked, well, if I am the descendant of Tosfos Yontov, should I be doing it? Apparently, the family, Rabbi Rakel's family, said that they're the descendant of Tosfos Yontov, said it's only 10 generations.
I'm a grandson.
You're a grandson. Okay, do it? You don't do it. No, someone said, but I heard in Israel there are people apparently who still do it now, and they're more than 10 generations since then. Okay, so according to the Machaber, says it's not only that, there's these four journeys, but these four illnesses, and the other things as well, but also other dangers as well. But then the Machaber says, Yesh omish ein b'varach ha'goyim el ha'ni arba. You only say a gomel on dafka these four. But tov levarich shelo b'haskar shem malchus. And therefore, if it's other things, it's good to make a bracha shelo shem malchus. One of the issues is, what about coming out of prison? So there, in the beginning of the siman, it speaks about that some opinions hold that it's only if someone's in prison where there's a danger of death, because they're on death row. There's a capital punishment. Chobe b'reis asurim, and others disagree. Now, there's a very interesting shaila about what about when someone puts themselves into danger, and this is where the chassasov comes into this issue. There was a I wanted to mention something before that about planes. The very interesting, the Rogatchover. He was done whether someone who travels by plane has to make tefillah haderech. And he quoted the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara talk about Shluach HaKein. Ki yikari kan sipor lefanecha baderech. Right? It's got to be, kan sipor has got to be on the derech. So the Gemara asks, what happens if you find a nest floating in the sea? Right? You find, there's a nest in the sea, and is that Mitzvah Shluach HaKein? Is that called a derech? It says, yes. Hamosin bayom darech. Right? So the sea is called a derech. And the other Gemara asks, if so, if you find a nest bashamayim, he should be chayv shluach haken, because it says derech nesher bashamayim. The shamayim is also called a derech. The Gemara answers, no, shamayim is called derech shal nesher, but it's not called a derech for people. So therefore, the Rogan Shabbos says, so shamayim is not called a derech. So therefore, saying he's talking about tefillas haderech. So if you say tefillas haderech on a plane journey, you don't do, because it's not called a derech. That's what he holds. You don't do it. It's not called a derech. There's an interesting chidah which discusses the chidah's father and another rab discussed whether Yitzchak Avinu would have said Hagomel after the Akedah. Would he have said Hagomel after the Akedah? And one view, and they also discussed whether those who went up Shemaim, the Arbash out of the Paradise, whether they would do Tefillas Haderech. So Rabbi Yosef brings from this, and he says, so you see, that going up to Shemayim is something, even though it's a journey in the sky, it's something you would say Tefillas Haderech on Be'etzem. They're discussing other reasons, but see, Be'etzem, you would say Tefillas Haderech on them. Yeah, you find it in Siddurim, yeah, that. But the actual nusach, I say the actual regular nusach, because I think it's the Chazal, Kavel, and everything. Maybe say that on top of it. Say both of them. But maybe, well, that one, is it got a shame of Malchus?
I'm just trying to think.
I don't think it's got shame of Malchus. The poskim hold that's not a reason not to say tefillas haderech on the plane, and the most poskim hold you do say tefillas haderech on the plane. Rav Moshe Feinstein held that you do, and the reason is because we spoke before about the ship. They said the ship being in the sea is somewhere you cannot survive. If the ship goes down, you need someone to come and save you. And he says the same is in a plane. Although planes are very safe statistically now, they're very very safe, but the situation of being in a plane, the situation where you need to continue the train to go, if the plane stopped working, you can't survive there. And therefore, he says, besides that, you say Tefillah Saderach. Yes?
Same with the Channel Tunnel. The steam could come in, the train could break down. You can think of half a dozen different things.
Right, okay, so now the channel tunnel in itself, right, the walls are there and they stay there. They don't need something. If the train breaks down. Yeah, but I would have said that would be the similar to it. If you were in a place where the air is coming in by machines, right?
I don't know.
Let's say you're down in the basement somewhere there, and if there were a power cut and you were stuck there for long enough, you'd suffocate. Would you make Tefillah Saderach on that? Because you need the continued. If it happened, that it broke down and you were saved just in time, your last breath, and they save you, then you would. But being in the situation where if it would happen. You know the story about Rav Bick? Apparently there was Rav Bick, the great poet in America, had a very sharp sense of humour. And once he was asked by somebody about a very sort of a crock in the case of Tefillah Saderach. And he apparently said that if you would your husband say Hagomel every time you wash his trousers because he might have been in them? The other story is that someone apparently asked him, he said that I'm sleeping in a bunk bed and I'm sleeping above a bocher who's ill. And I want to know, can I sleep there? Because the shkin is the ma'alim in a chole. And his answer to him was, okay, you're both ill. That was his response. You have to be Rav Bick to say this. You have to, anyone answering sharp shilas, you can put people off. But come back to the plane. However, they say that Ravelvel Soloveitchik, when he went from Switzerland to Eretz Yisrael, did not say Tefillah Saderach. And I think many Brickers about it don't say Tefillah Saderach for going by plane. But the general consensus seems to be that you do. The other side comes, but what happens if you go on a journey, you do a stopover, and if you're stopping over, then you don't say Tefillah Saderach. However, they say that if this is not Renogay, just the planes, it's travelling as well, but if you go somewhere, unless you go to Kibre Sadikim, and you're going to go to one, and you stay there a day, and then you go to another one, then each one counts as a separate journey, because that is where you're intending to get to. That is the purpose of being there. But if you're just stopping on the way, then you do not say Tefillah Saderach. There's an interesting shuva, Tzitz Eliezer, discussing somebody who donates an organ, so donates a kidney or something like that, whether after they Tefillah Saderach. And there the diyun is that it could be when a person is machzir themselves into the situation, then they don't say Tefillah Saderach. Now they ask on that, but and someone who goes to the midbar is also machzir themselves into it. So that's teva olam. A person naturally, the world has to survive. That's tikkun olam. You have to, you go in sechora, you go on business, so you have to go through the. But here, the person willingly does so. They bring a riot from the discussion between the chidah, his father, and one of the Gedolim at the time about this issue, because then it says that those who went out to the paradise, they did so willingly. And they said, no, that's different, because they did it through the Rotsan Hashem. Rav Avad Yosef says that the Tzitz Eliezer, he's very hesitant about people endangering themselves to have an operation to give an organ to somebody else. And the Rishit also, he held therefore he shouldn't do it. But he himself said that it's a big mitzvah to do so, and therefore he held that the person should say Tefillah Saderach. The Shaila about saying Tefillah Saderach by night, because the Rosh says it's negative. The Zevach, Korban Zevach, Toida, and therefore there's some who say you shouldn't say it by night. The Chassid Sofer had a venture to Shaila that the Rav of Trieste came home to Trieste, which is on the coast in Italy, and the whole Kehillah took him to the shul, and they all said Shvochos because of his safe journey. And he said Tefillah Saderach by night there, and he wrote to the Chassid Sofer and said that someone objected to me saying it because he shouldn't do it by night. He says, no, in that circumstance, you should do it by night. He says, why? Because of that Gemara says before, where that Rabbi Huda was ill, and they said that Shvachim, that Hashem saved him, and he said Amen, that that be motzim. So he says, if you hadn't said Tevilah Hazarah by night, it could be you'd be Yotze, because they all say with Shvachas that you've been saved that you from your journey, and you would have said Amen on that, so it was better that you say Tevilah Hazarah. But you should tell them that, that normally you do it by day, and I explain the reason why you're doing it by night, otherwise you'll be put together. And then he also, but then he has another side there, was certain to do with the Gittin, where that he used his nephew as a basis for Gittin, and there he takes this Rav to task. He says, no, then you did wrong on that. But on this point, he says you were right to say to say Hagomel by night. You can say it by night. One last point, Rav Adi Yosef says that Lechatzila, if it's before Yontov, you should try and say it before Yontov, because if it's connected a korban, where there's a person over on an asay, if they don't bring a korban when the Yontov's gone by. So therefore, they should make a point of doing on Yontov.
Yeah.